Inside the lion cage, Thomas Chipperfield's tour of Wales has gone smoothly. But step outside and it's been fierce.
I think it's appalling. They're wild animals, they are.
It's outdated, outmoded. It's a rubbish form of entertainment.
Wild animal being made to do tricks, to me, is abuse.
Allez, Assegai, quick. Over, Assegai, good boy, over.
The Chipperfield family have been taming lions for generations, but after a summer of protests, petitions and political intervention, they've got a fight on their hands like never before.
Good boy, on your place. People let their emotions get the better of them with these arguments. It's very easy to appeal to someone's need to be angry, and you can win a lot of people over like that. Right, so have a kiss. Kiss.
This is one of only three remaining wild animal circuses left in the country, and the only one with big cats. Various polls point to anywhere between 60 and 95% of the public wanting a ban, but it's been in the pipeline for years.
The last government said it would ban it. This government said it's committed to a ban. But if you ask them what's going on, they'll give you the same answer they've been giving for more than a year, which is it'll happen when parliamentary time allows. But it seems under increasing pressure here in Wales, the Assembly might be acting alone.
There's been new research in the Netherlands. Many countries, 17 now altogether, have actually banned the use of wild animals in circuses. So I'm looking at that new research, what that can tell us in terms of how we can move forward with legislation here in Wales.
The last major report in the UK found little evidence that the welfare of animals kept in travelling circuses is any better or worse than those in zoos. This show was cleared to tour Wales but denied permission to perform in England for the first time this year because of the size of the cat's sleeping area.
They didn't refuse us, they just said that we have to...
It was rejected though, wasn't it? That's a refusal, isn't it?
No, it wasn't rejected. They gave us recommendations in order to move forward to obtain the licence. But then the time for the application ran out and they said we'll have to start the process again because there's a time limit issue on it.
The team hope to build a new enclosure by crowdfunding. They say they're getting a lot of support from paying customers.
I thought it was a wonderful show, magnificent creatures, both the lions and tigers.
There are polls that say, you know, that 90% of people in this country don't want wild animals used in circuses. Do you think the polls are wrong? Do you think people do want this?
Yeah, that's why loads of us are coming today.
The tour of Wales is almost over and the future of the circus has never been more uncertain. But despite all of this, Mr. Chipperfield is determined to continue.
The day that the demand dries up for this type of work would be the day that we would have to stop, but that hasn't come yet. The only thing that's really going to stop me from doing what I'm doing at the minute is me falling dead.
But with so much stacked against him, Mr. Chipperfield could well live up to his nickname as Britain's last lion tamer. Joe Tidy, Sky News, in Tonner.